Rabbi Yaakov Yosef says, I said quietly. And the Baal Shem Tov says, look him in the eyes and tell him loud that everyone in the church could hear. And say it like you mean it. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef now goes back to the big church. He walks in again, every eye, 2,000 eyes, or 2,002 eyes, are looking at him, coming now down the aisle up to the front, and the galach is looking at him. His face is red. His eyes are burning, and he looks at this Jew coming up. And Yaakov Yosef says that everyone could hear. 2,000 ears, or 2,002 ears, are counting his ears, 2,004 ears are listening. You can't count all the Getchke's ears because they can't hear anything, even though there's also ears on the Getchke's, but they can't hear anything because it's just Getchke's. And Yaakov Yosef is standing in front of everyone. Everybody's looking at him, and the galach is looking at him. And he says loud that everyone could hear in the whole church. The Baal Shem Tov says that he wants to see you. And the galach, again, his face was very angry and very red. And he says, didn't I tell you to leave? Don't you see it's the middle of church? And you come in here to disturb me? And then all of a sudden, he said, quietly, tell the Baal Shem Tov, when I'm done with church, then I will come to him. And then he said loud, get out! Get out! Right now, get out! And Kenalach Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, he turned around and he left the church. But it was certainly a big surprise how the galach quietly had said, when church is over, he will come to the Baal Shem Tov. Now Yaakov Yosef Bichlal, he doesn't know what's going on. But this certainly seemed like a miracle that the galach quietly, not in front of everybody, because everybody couldn't hear what he said, but he did say quietly, he's going to go to the Baal Shem Tov when church is over. Well, Kinalach, Yaakov Yosef knows he's a shliach for the Baal Shem Tov. He's not going to necessarily understand what's going on. All he's going to go do is tell his Rebbe what's going on. He goes back to his Rebbe in the house of the woman there, and he says to the Baal Shem Tov exactly what happened, that the galach said when church is over, he will come to the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov says to Yaakov Yosef, he says, Yaakov Yosef, go back to the galach a third time. Go back in the church and tell him, I don't want him to wait until church is over. He has to come right now. I want him to come right now. And tell him he must come, and I tell him he must come now. And don't take no for an answer, and say it like you mean it. And so Yaakov Yosef went back a third time into the church. And by this time, Kenalach, when he walked in, those goyim, their faces also turned red. And they were angry to see him walk in again. And as he walked down the aisle, the galach started to yell at him, what are you doing back in my church? Either you get out, or I'm going to tell everybody in this church, they're going to get you now. And Yaakov Yosef didn't say anything, and he didn't stop. He just kept on going down the aisle as everybody was starting to talk and starting to get upset. And some of them started to stand up. And he walked right up into the front to the galach. And the galach's face was so red. And he said, in a clear voice that everyone could hear, the Baal Shem Tov says that he wants to see you right now. And Kenalach, the galach's face turned white like a sheet. he started to shake, he started to sweat, and he started to cry like a baby. Okay, okay, I'm coming now, I'm coming. And the Galach followed Yaakov Yosef out of the church. The Goyim's faces were so surprised. Their mouths were open, their eyes were popping out of their head. They couldn't believe how their Galach, all of a sudden he turned into a little Shepsele, and he's going behind the Yid. He's leaving the church. His head is hanging down, and he's going out almost on his tippy toes. And he's walking behind the Yid out of the church. And Yaakov Yosef took the Galach all the way across, out of the Goyish part of the town, into the Yiddish part of the town. And whoever was looking out the window and saw the Galach walking behind the Yid got so afraid. And they ran and they hid. They were afraid what's going to happen. They saw the Galach himself walking right in front of their house. And then the Galach came with Yaakov Yosef into the house where the Baal Shem Tov was. Now, Kinalach, as soon as the Galach came in, the Baal Shem Tov walked over to him. He said, Shalom Aleichem, with a big smile on his face. He was so warm and friendly to that Galach. The Galach looked at the Baal Shem Tov. As soon as he saw him, he started to cry. Cry like a little baby. And then Yaakov Yosef says, I can only tell you the last part of the story because more I don't know. Because I was there, I saw it with my own eyes. The Baal Shem Tov asked the woman for a room that they could be. The Baal Shem Tov should go with the Galach privately. Nobody should disturb them. They went into that room. They closed the door. And they were in there for 5 hours. Yaakov Yosef says, I was outside with the other Hasidim. We were just waiting. We were worried for the Baal Shem Tov. Who knows what's going to happen inside of that room? Of course, Hashem should help in everything, but we were worried for our Rebbe. For 5 hours, they were in that room. Nobody came in, nobody came out, and you could not hear a sound. Only once in a while, you could hear crying, crying like a baby. Afterwards, all we know is the Galach came out from that room. He was still wearing his robes, but he was not wearing his Getchkalach. He was not wearing the Tzelems and the Getchkalach and the Tumis. He was only dressed in his robes. His eyes were red. He had been crying. The Baal Shem Tov said goodbye to him. He said goodbye to the Baal Shem Tov like two of the best friends, or like a father and a son. And all I can tell you is the Galach left the house and we never saw him again. And I also heard that not only we never saw him again, even the Goyim from the church never saw him again, and no one knows whatever happened to him. They say, we heard, they thought that he went up in the Shemaim alive. They thought he was such a big Galach, a special Galach. He must have flown up into the Himmel, flown up into the Himmel alive. Of course, we Yidden didn't believe that, not from a Galach. But of course, nobody ever knew what happened to him. All we knew is that he had been to the Baal Shem Tov for 5 hours. And Yaakov Yosef said to Reb Chaim, this is the story. This is the only one that I've remembered the whole time I'm by you. And I'm so glad that I was able to remember at least this one story. Kinalach, Reb Chaim's face, if you could see his face, you just would not believe it. Reb Chaim was so excited when he heard this story. Not only his face was shining like a light, as soon as the story was over, he got up. He started to jump. He started to sing. He started to dance. He was running around the room. Ay, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. He was dancing, singing, jumping up and down, dancing on tables, jumping and yelling. And he was telling all of his family, come here, come here. I've got such good news. Ha, it's wonderful. I'm so happy. Jumping up and down. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Mamish like Simchas Torah and Purim together. Like every Yom Tov put together, like Simchas Beis Hasheva and Purim and every Mazel Tov and Achasana and everything all at once. And Yaakov Yosef never saw such a Simcha Bli Gvul like this, not in any shul, not in anywhere. This topped everything. And then when the whole family came in and the kids saw Tati jumping up and down, and Reb Chaim's wife saw him jumping up and down, so happy. He told everybody to come in, and Yaakov Yosef, and he sat them down, and he said, I've got to tell everyone the good news. I've got to tell everybody a Mazel Tov, such a Mazel Tov. Well, Yaakov Yosef didn't know what's the Mazel Tov, what's the good news. His wife didn't have a baby, he didn't seem that he's got kids old enough to make a chasana for, or what's going on, or what's going on over here? And Reb Chaim said to Yaakov Yosef, this story you told me is true. This story you told me is 100% true. I know it's true. Well, yes, it's true, but what do you mean you know it's true? Reb Chaim says, I know that Galach, I know who he is, and I know what happened to him. Oh, says Yaakov Yosef, maybe you could tell me now a story. I also like to hear a story for a change. I'm always telling stories to other people. You tell me, what do you know about the Galach? And how do you know what happened to him? And Reb Chaim says to Yaakov Yosef, take a look at me, Yaakov Yosef. Who am I? Yaakov Yosef says, you're Reb Chaim. You're my balabas. You're a nice man. You took care of me from Shabbos till now. What do you mean, who are you? I'm supposed to guess who you are? Take a good look at my face. Take a look who I am. Can you recognize me? Yaakov Yosef says, no, I never saw you before. This is the first time in Rome. I'm in Rome. Reb Chaim says, I also wasn't living in Rome before. I lived in a different place. And I look different than this. And you've seen me before. I was with you. I walked with you. We walked together. You were talking to me before, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says to Yaakov Yosef, you've talked to me before. Yaakov Yosef says, when? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. And Reb Chaim says, I am that Galach. I was that Galach, rather. The Galach was me. That was me. Of course, I look different now. Baruch Hashem, I have a beard. I'm a from a Yid. I have payas. I have tzitzis. I dress like a Yid. That Galach was me. And Yaakov Yosef, no, he was so surprised. Tell me, what's going on? What's this all about? And Reb Chaim says to Yaakov Yosef, okay, now I'll tell you a story. So many stories inside of this story. This is the third story inside of the story already. And now Reb Chaim gets up and he tells his story. Are you ready to hear now the second story inside of the story?
Yeah.
A story inside of a story inside of a story. And Reb Chaim says, let me tell you what happened. When I was a little baby, I was in a Jewish home. My mommy was Jewish. My tati was Jewish. I was born a Jewish little baby. My mommy used to light candles on Friday night. My tati used to have a beard with a yarmulke. My mommy used to make challis. She used to make Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos. Tati used to make Kiddush. I used to go to shul. My brothers and sisters went to yeshiva. I used to go to yeshiva. I was a regular little from a Yingala when I was a little boy. But as I got older, unfortunately, the Yetzirah came to me and made me have very bad friends. Friends that did not want to go to yeshiva. They didn't want to learn Torah. They didn't want to go in the way of Hashem. And unfortunately, I listened to my Yetzirah, and I used to play with them, and I used to do all kinds of things with them, and one thing led to another until as I got older, I went completely away from the way of Torah and Mitzvahs. Not only that, but I went completely the opposite way. Until I even became a galach. And I became a galach in a church. That's how far I went away from Hashem. I became, chas v'shalom, a galach. And then I became the biggest of all the galachim. Until I became the leader of the big church in that town. And not only that, not only I was regular galach, but I started to speak against Jews. And I used to teach all kinds of wrong things and do all kinds of big avedas. One night, as I was asleep in my room at the church, I had a dream. In the dream, I saw a woman with her hair covered and a man with a beard. I had completely forgotten their faces. I didn't even know who they were in my dream. And they spoke to me. They said, "Son, come back to the Jewish people. It's never too late for you." I woke up from the dream. I thought, who was that? Son, who's calling me son? Who are those faces? And I remembered those were my parents, my mother and father. That was their faces. So far had I gone away from Torah and away from Hashem and away from my family, I didn't even remember their faces till they came to me in the dream. I thought, that's a dream, just a dream. What's a dream? A person can see an elephant flying across the sky in a dream also. It's just a dream. The next night I was sleeping, and again I had a dream with the same faces. Their faces were shining with light. They said, "Son, we came from the other world. We want to save your neshama. It's never too late for you to come back to be a yid. Please, son, please go away from what you're doing and come back to Hashem and His ways. It's never too late. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva from your heart." I woke up from the dream, and again I thought, it's nothing. The third night, it was a Saturday night. I had again the dream, and this time my parents spoke to me indifferently. They said, "Son, Hashem gives many chances, but then there comes a time where the chances could run out. Tomorrow morning, a yid is going to come into your church, and he is going to tell you that a great tzaddik, and his name is the Baal Shem Tov, he wants to see you. Please, my son, he could save you now. This is your last chance. Go to the Baal Shem Tov because he could save you. If you do this, you can come back to Hashem. But if not, just know it's your last chance. Please, son, take this last chance." And then he says, I woke up from the dream. Reb Chaim says, I woke up from the dream and I knew that something is going on. This is not just a regular kind of a dream. And sure enough, the next morning, the Sunday morning, I was in the church. And that's the morning that you, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, you came into the church. I recognized you. And you told me to go to the Baal Shem Tov. And I was still so full of chutzpah. I didn't want to go the first time, and I didn't want to go the second time. Even though the second time I had agreed to go when it's over. Finally, I knew when you came the third time, I better go. And I went. So Yaakov Yosef says to Reb Chaim, so if you recognized me when I came here, if you knew who I was, well, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me who you are? And Reb Chaim says, now you'll understand, number one, why I didn't tell you who I was, and number two, why I so much want to hear stories from Baal Shem Tov. Because I'll tell you. In that room with the Baal Shem Tov for 5 hours, he spoke to me. He spoke to me what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be close to Hashem, how nothing stands in the way of tshuva, and even I've done so many things against Hashem, there's ways to fix it. There are ways to do tshuva. And he told me all kinds of things that I should do, and all kinds of ways that I can come back to Hashem, and he assured me that if I do a proper tshuva, Hashem will forgive me. And I kept saying, but I've done such avedas, I've done so many avedas, how will I know that Hashem really will forgive me for what I did? And the last thing the Baal Shem Tov told me was this. He says, someday, you will hear the story of your life. If you do, if you will hear the story of your life, or when you hear the story of your life, that's the day that you know you've done enough tshuva and Hashem forgives you completely and Hashem loves you just like nothing has ever happened. That's going to be your sign that you will hear the story of your life. The sign will be, the Baal Shem Tov says, that you will hear the story of your life. So Reb Chaim said, from that day on, this is what happened. I left the town. I never came back, of course, to the church, Baruch Hashem. I moved far, far away, and I came to this city, Rome, Italy. I began to go to shul, and I davened with my whole heart, and I learned Taita, and I did mitzvahs, and I did as much Abbas Israel and stuck as I could, and Hashem helped me that I was able to get married, to have a family, Baruch Hashem, a Yiddish family. I started a business, and Hashem helped me that my business was matzliach, and I was able to make a lot of money, and Baruch Hashem, I was able to use the money to do mitzvahs, and to have orachim, and to give tzedakah. And I decided the main thing that I want in my life, of course, besides that every day I should be as good a Jew as I could be and to serve Hashem, I was hoping that one day I will hear the story of my life. What means to hear the story of my life? To hear a story, a Baal Shem Tov story. To hear a story of what happened from the Baal Shem Tov. What means the story of my life? I should hear a story of what happened with the Baal Shem Tov. So I made up my mind. How will I hear the story of my life? I will invite anyone who knows the Baal Shem Tov story to come and tell the story. I paid money. I had many people over. I was always hoping to hear the story of my life. Finally, that one day that you came in my house and I recognized you and I saw that you were a person that actually was in the story of my life, I was hoping now is my chance. I'll be able to hear the story of my life. This is it. And I was hoping that Shabbos, when you got up Friday night to tell the story, that you would tell the story about me, about what happened. But I saw you forgot everything. Why did I think you forgot everything? It must be a sign from Hashem that I had not done enough tshuva yet. Otherwise, why did Hashem make it? You should forget stories from the Baal Shem Tov. Especially you were a person that I had seen before and you had seen me. You had been there. So what did I do? I didn't get upset at you. I tried to daven better. I said more tehillim. I tried to do more tshuva. I davened with all my heart for Hashem to please accept my tshuva. And after Shabbos, I gave even more tzedakah. I tried to do more mitzvahs. And each day when you try to tell the story and you forgot, I knew I had to do more tshuva and more tshuva, till finally, by the end of the week, you remembered the story. And that week I had done mamish everything that I possibly could. Fasting, and tzedakah, and tehillim, and learning. And Abba Yisrael, finally you told me the story of my life. And I'm so happy today. It was today. I know that Hashem has accepted my tshuva. And that's why I'm so happy. So can Allah, that's the ma'aseh from Yaakov Yosef and Reb Chaim the Galach. Or Reb Chaim who was the Galach, rather. Hashem got very angry at Shlomo Melech, and he said that Shlomo Melech will no longer be the king because he didn't listen to Hashem when Hashem said to make a war with Amalek, and he left alive the king, Agag, and he left alive the animals. Remember that?
Yeah.
Hashem said, no longer will Shlomo Melech be the king, but there has to be a new king. And Hashem told the Navi, Shmuel HaNavi, that you go to Beis Lechem, and over there is the family of Yishai. Yishai is a big tzaddik, and he has seven sons. And over there, by Yishai's seven sons, is going to be the new king of Eretz Israel. But he did not say which king, he did not say which son is going to be the king. And Shmuel HaNavi went to Beis Lechem. He went to the house of Yishai, and he had with him the oil, the special oil, the Shemen HaMishcha, because also the Torah says a Jewish king, you have to smear with this oil, and that makes him special and halik, and that makes him to be the king. And he brought it in like a horn, like a bottle, but the bottle was made out of an animal horn, and it had the oil inside of it. And he came to the home of Yishai, and he says to Yishai, Hashem has told me through HaKadosh that I should come here because one of your sons is the new king of the Yidden, after Shaul HaMelech. And of course, Yishai was very happy. But which son is going to be the king? He had seven sons, probably the oldest one. The oldest one is a big Talmud Chochem, and he's sitting and learning Torah. And he's a big tzaddik. And so Yishai called his oldest son to come in. And Shmuel HaNavi should smear him with the oil. He should be the king. And he comes into the room. And Shmuel HaNavi is about to go to the oil to smear him. And he looks into the bottle. And the bottle was empty. What happened to the oil? Did it spill on the floor? He looks on the floor. He looks all around. There's no oil. It disappeared. There's no oil. Wait, this is very strange. He knows that the horn was full of oil when he came in. Well, the son didn't want to just stay there and do nothing over there because he had to go learn Torah. So he goes out to learn Torah. And Shmuel HaNavi looks back into the horn and it's full of oil. As soon as he left the room, he saw that the horn was full of oil. He understood that this is not the son to be the king if the oil disappeared when he came in. Okay, call the next oldest son, the second son of Yishai, also a big tzaddik and a big Talmud Chochem. And he comes into the room, and Shmuel HaNavi is about to put the oil on him from the horn, and he looks into the oil, and he sees that it also disappeared. There's no oil in the horn. It's gone. Okay, this is also not going to be the king. And the third son came in, and the fourth son, and the fifth son, and the sixth son, and all the sons that were sitting there learning Torah came in, and each time the oil disappeared. Well, that's it. No more sons in the house here learning Torah. Well, Shmuel says, it must be that I came here for a reason. Hashem didn't tell me to come here for no reason. Aren't there any other sons left in this family? Well, there is one more son, but for sure he's not going to be the king. This is David. He's The youngest one, and he's not even sitting and learning. He's out in the fields taking care of the sheep. He's a shepherd. Surely it's not going to be David to be the king. I mean, he's not even a big Talmud Chacham sitting and learning the whole day like the other sons. He takes care of the sheep in the fields. And Shmuel HaNavi says, call David in and let's see, because Hashem told me to come here, and he said one of the sons of Yishai is going to be the new king. And they went to the fields and they called David, and he came into the house. And as soon as he came into the room, all of a sudden, from the horn, the oil lifted up, and by itself it went over across the room, and it went on his head by itself. The oil went out of the horn, and it squirted all the way across the room, over to David's head, by itself, without even having to smear him. And everyone saw that this is going to be David HaMelech. And this is what the special oil that we're learning about now.